This is Ed Golden in the WBZ newsroom, and we're talking with City Councilor Sal Lamantina. And this is about a proposal to ban smoking in parks. And, sir, if you could just talk about the intention of this and what's driving this.
Sure. This is something that I was working on with Councilor Felix. We have this asthma task force that we've been working with groups in the city to address the issue of asthma, which affects 20 million people in the United States. My concern is the secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke kills. I want to make sure when people go to a park or a beach or public space that is a smoke-free environment. Very concerned that someone that goes to a park and they sit on the bench and someone comes up and they next to them they light up a cigarette and they're not enjoying the nice day in the park. So I saw this happen a few times in the park, where someone lights up a cigarette and the person next to them has to move.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, we have gone in this society from, you know, smoking was just everything. And now it's come around to this where smokers, they're just being kind of parceled out to just every other place. Just please stay away from us. I mean, it's worthy. It's a healthy thing.
I think it's a healthy thing. I mean, can you imagine years ago, and I remember this because I've been rushed to the Mass General Hospital so many times with and take an asthma attack, but people used to smoke in the emergency room at Mass General Hospital. And what I want to do is very simple. I want the public to be vigilant on this, that, hey, if you see someone smoking in the park, someone on a bench, and there's Mrs. Jones down the street sitting on the bench, and someone's smoking, that a fourth grader from the Elliott School can say, listen, sir, you're not supposed to smoke in a park. And then one day, it's just no one ever smokes in a park. It's not the right thing to do, and you just don't do it. You know, some New York City passed this last week, and I'm hoping that another city councilor in another city will propose to do the same thing. So one day, you won't even think about smoking in a park.
If this should pass, it's going to take a tremendous amount of adjustment. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on this.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll take a tremendous amount of adjustment. I mean, I remember when they first proposed the smoking ban in restaurants and bars in Boston. Everyone's, we're going to lose our business. Everyone's going to leave the city to go to other bars and restaurants. And it hasn't. I think more people go to bars and restaurants today because it's a smoke-free environment. So I think this is the right thing. I think as elected officials, our job to protect the public, particularly those who live in the city and visit our city.
You know, you did touch on your own personal experience about this as far as being rushed to the hospital a couple of times. Have you yourself been suffering with asthma for your entire life, or is this something
that my whole life I've been suffering with asthma, and Councilor Felix Arroyo also has asthma. But right now, he suffers a little more than I do, because they say when you get it as an adult, it's worse. There has been times when I could feel my asthma coming, that just the smell of smoke is horrible.